a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits. And here's reason number 16 why you ought to come to Modern Woodman Park and see the Bandits play. We use no robots. Even our umpires are very much human. Sometimes I kind of wish we did use robots. I invite you to come cheer on the River Bandits and give the umps an earful. Now, enjoy an earful of the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Hey, kids. It's the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, but you knew that already, I hope. I hope you're not listening to the podcast on accident. You know, that thing about a podcast, it's not like you were listening to something else and this just came on, or maybe that is how it works. But you should know that you've downloaded this. I hope we're not springing anything on you people.
Yeah, it should be a conscious effort.
that's our hope.
We hope this isn't being a situation where you're being held against your will to listen to this.
I mean, I suppose it's possible with all the downloads that there have been a couple of people that have accidentally stumbled upon us.
I suppose.
Is it just people that are... If you're someone who's stumbled upon us, we'd like to hear that story.
I need to call the authorities.
What is this? What am I listening to here? It is the top five things I should introduce myself. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Isn't that a pretty color?
It is. What is that? Some sort of a generic Gatorade?
No,
what are you drinking?
It's an actual Gatorade. It says Gatorade on it.
Oh, I can't see so good from here. So what flavor is that?
Some I don't know. Berry.
Just simply berry.
Apparently this is berry.
And it's Dave and Darren.
Berry with an A. So.
Oh, no. Don't drink that.
I'm going to just take a sip.
Tastes like Alvarez. What is this?
I don't know about that. Certain musk.
Welcome to the top five things. How was your Bix weekend? Busy, I imagine.
I wasn't here for Bix weekend.
That's right. You weren't. You were at an ELO show.
Well, for one day, and then I had to come home.
Okay.
It was just a one day thing.
So that was at the United Center in Chicago. You saw the Electric Light Orchestra.
I did indeed.
Thank you, Beatles. What was that like? How was
good.
It? Yeah,
it was excellent. It was a lot of fun.
I'm asking some silly questions here, but I'm not trying to be silly. I genuinely want to know the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any guys in the band ELO that
no.
have been in the band the whole time?
No.
Is it like Nine Inch Nails? He is ELO.
Yes, it is, because now it's Jeff Lynne's ELO. I guess it could be Jeff Lynne's Jeff Lynne if you'd wanted it to be that way.
But he doesn't do any solo stuff. I would love to see him do solo stuff from those two records, right?
He still has someone who was one of the original members that I think is still...
Back when they were Zoom?
Who I think is still part of the band and toured with them in Europe.
Okay.
Not with the band Europe, but in Europe. And he didn't... He was the keyboard player, Richard Tandy. And he has played with him recently with this incarnation of the other people that are in ELO now. He just didn't come to the United States. I don't know if it's a matter of I don't want to travel to the States, or I just don't want to be in the United States. It's possible.
This is where I get confused, though, because Jeff Lynne is ELO, but he did put out solo records. Like, Armchair Theater is not an ELO record. Although,
yes,
if you were to listen to ELOs, and if you were to listen to it on shuffle, it would all make sense.
Sure it would.
But he didn't do anything from Armchair Theater.
But that was kind of at the end of that period of ELO, when he did that.
Right, which would be the late 80s.
Yes.
And then he did that solo record where it was just him doing standards that we were both very fond of.
Like, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, where he was doing, like, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered and stuff, which is it was a great record. But it was all the songs that he, like, grew up as a kid listening to, and
right.
he kind of did his spin on it.
So, yeah, we had a great night. It was a ton of fun.
Is there an opener for ELO?
It was Danny Harrison, George Harrison's kid.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, I just watched a little bit and then left.
Of Danny Harrison?
Yes.
That was your time to go get a couple...
Well, let's go do something else. And then he returned anyway to do his dad's vocals on Handle With Care, so
oh,
it was
cool
fine.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yes, and he nailed it.
Did you get a shirt?
I didn't. No, because I just throw shirts out anymore.
That's a good point.
So why right. buy something that I'm going to throw out in 2 years from now?
This is a man who, by the way, makes his living selling t-shirts.
Listen, I'm not saying other people shouldn't have
buy them and dispose of them
I'm not,
back and get more.
Exactly. That's my recommendation to you.
If you walk into the Bandits team store wearing a 2017 shirt, he's going to give you a lecture. Why are you still wearing that?
That's ridiculous.
With all the excellent new choices that we have for you this year.
No, I, for the most part, walk around with shirtless.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
I don't.
Could you not?
But I don't.
Could you not do that?
I don't. I just don't need all the clothes I have because I'm not going to wear it. Yeah. So toss it.
You're supposed to look at your shirt, and if it doesn't spark joy, you're supposed to get rid of it.
Or someone can have it, but no one wants it, so toss it.
I wonder. I'd love to know. Like, I never see anybody wearing my shirts that I donate. Whatever happens to them, you think? Because I keep an eye out. I'd like to see somebody walk around in a shirt and go, "Hey, pretty sure that was my shirt."
Hey, Planet 93.5.
I have given quite a few of those shirts away.
Size medium.
Hey, yeah, I haven't been able to fit in that since 1998.
I couldn't even.
Hey.
I couldn't get a leg in one of those anymore.
No, I don't suppose you could.
I couldn't wear those shirts as leg warmers.
You know memes that people share online?
In my day, we called them captions.
Memes may be going away. And at first I heard this and I thought it was ridiculous, but there is something to this. If you like memes, where people send you memes on your Facebook
people
or your Twitter.
People don't do that to me.
No?
No.
Well, you're not really on social media as much.
Not much.
Believe me, they're omnipresent
online. People are
online.
Always sending memes. Who are creating these memes?
Well, see, this is the issue. Soon, no one will be creating them. There is something that Congress is working on right now called the Copyright Alternative in Small Claims Enforcement Act of 2019. And if this thing goes through, if you post a meme and it features copyrighted material, mm-hmm. you could be fined up to $15,000.
I like it.
If the bill makes it through Congress, it would then have to pass the Senate. And there are people who love memes who are very up in arms about this. However, it makes sense.
Do you make memes?
I have every once in a while for fun, but all the memes I make just on like text messages. I would never post a meme on like the Dave and Darren business mm-hmm. because that's how they come after you. You're presenting something that you didn't create as your own thing.
Well, you could if it's your own photo.
That's fine. But see, that's not what a meme is. A meme is like that picture that you've seen of Gene Wilder going, "Tell me more about that thing." And then you say, "Oh, really?" And then you insert with that impact font at the bottom whatever it is that you're trying to say. You're taking work that's not yours,
right.
altering it slightly, sometimes to say something that might be completely the opposite of whatever created the thing that you're copying and using would want it to be used
for. And this has been protected up to this point.
Well, it hasn't. It hasn't. Now, for example, you or I mean, there was a Wild West in the internet where you could just take whatever you want and post whatever you want. And then at some point, people decided, well, no, you can't do that because of copyright. So if we were to post a picture, if we were to tell a story about a cooler full of wieners, and we were to show you a picture of that cooler and just slap it up at Nacho Radio or on our Facebook mm-hmm. page, we didn't take that picture. It's not our picture to use, right?
Yes.
So we would not do that because that's a good way to get sued. There are a lot of people who make their living going around on websites to see that you haven't put something that you shouldn't put on there, copywritten material, right?
I wouldn't mind doing that.
It seems like a fun job. Although you'd have to go through a lot of the garbage internet just to get
I don't want to do that.
But once you get
there's
a payday,
a lot of stuff. Yeah, I don't there's plenty that I don't need to see.
Right.
I just don't need it.
No, but imagine if you spent all day and then you go to some radio station and you're like, "Oh, they should have used this picture."
Nailed.
And now they got to pay like 10 grand.
Oh, I'd love that.
I know, right? It's like phishing.
Well,
with an F, not with a PH, because that means something else in the computer world, I believe. My point is, if you're taking something that's copywritten, altering it slightly, it's still not your thing to use. And if, especially if you're a website or a social media that is using these memes to somehow make money, right? There are people who create these memes online and then somehow they're able to make money doing it. Well, you're making money stealing other people's work.
I guess I wouldn't mind being a narc. Although you're not a narc if it's not narcotics, right?
Oh, interesting.
Hasn't narc kind of taken on the connotation of a snitch?
Yeah,
but it's not.
Narc originally was a narcotic snitch.
Right.
But now it's just you just think of it as being a snitch.
Is it okay to use it in that form?
I'll tell you why the English language has changed the word narc and snitch to mean the same thing.
Why?
Because you're comfortable saying narc, not snitch, because snitches get stitches.
Well,
no one says. No one says, if you're a narc,
you're fed to the sharks.
It's not a thing. If you're a narc, soon your world will go dark. That's not as clever or as handy as snitches get stitches. You see what I'm saying? So you would be more comfortable being a narc. Also, narc, I don't know, it just sounds like there's a status level. Okay, whistleblower is a different thing. There's also white hat.
Well, whistleblower, you would be actually within some sort of organization,
yes,
seeing something take place.
Yes. For instance, if you were working at a business and that business regularly had OSHA violations where human excrement was coming up from the floor,
it happens,
and you were to call OSHA on that business, you would be a whistleblower and a hero, really.
It's probably still happening. I'm just saying, anytime there's a big rain, you could check it out, OSHA.
Wish him nothing but the best. I don't. I know you don't. I don't either. Being sarcastic. It's a bit.
It's a good bit, though.
It's the best. So, memes could be going away here.
Okay.
If Congress goes through this.
What about captions? Can we still do captions?
Well, now, a caption is where there's a picture and you say, okay, what's going on here?
No, I just... Yeah, just put in what you think's going on.
Yeah, well, if it's your work, you can do that. But if you didn't take the picture... Or
so I could still narc on captions, too, if you're saying...
If you want to become a caption narc, I suppose that's a thing you could do.
I kind of do.
You'd be great at it. There's also now, working on this...
Thank you.
They're thinking about getting rid of a new bill that would ban autoplay videos and endless scrawling. Getting rid of features that they say are addicting.
You mean advertising?
Yes. So, like, when you go to a web page, does it bother you, too? Like, if you go to a page and there's some massive damn ad, and you go to click to get rid of it, and you somehow have gone to that page. And now, that website
gets... I, of course, don't like that.
No, who does?
No.
This is something called the Social Media Addiction Reduction Technology Act, or SMART, that would ban features that are used to keep you on a platform longer. If this gets approved, the Federal Trade Commission and Human Health and Services would create rules that would expire a couple of years after they get turned into law. But the idea is accepting and declining checkboxes and making big giant autoplay videos that show up when you're on when you go to a website.
Rules and laws. Look at you. You're adorable. So passe. As if rules and laws mean anything.
Well, I don't know. I think this is a good step. The meme thing, I think, makes a little bit more sense just because, again, you're taking something that doesn't belong to you and sometimes using it for monetary gain or for something that is completely opposite to what the creator of that work of art had to say about things. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm
saying. Isn't art open to interpretation?
Interpretation, but not... You can interpret it any way you want, but you can't say this is what it means.
Keep your mouth shut about it, though. You think anything you want, you keep your mouth shut.
Keep that big yapper shut. You want to get into the top five things?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie. With or without protein, try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. How about a matcha green tea, either served hot or over ice?
Mm.
They have gourmet hot, iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you become a patron, then you'll have access to everything we do, and including the archive stuff and some specialty programming. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, please do so using the Oscars Pub text line. They have a big event coming up.
Another one?
Yep.
Didn't they just get done with a big event?
They did, but they're going to be back at it. Coming up on Saturday, October 12th at Oscars Pub. It's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Bread Nugget Eating Contest.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
So load up, and then live music from Milwaukee's own Pat McCurdy. That, again, is happening on Saturday, October 12th at Bettendorf's newest pub, Oscar's Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade roast beef, their secret recipe, slow-roasted and hand-pulled to perfection. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck, please email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. And they can make it happen for you for your private party, place of business, or event. Or you can call on 563-284-2331. Again, if you're there for just lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub and only pay for the price of a small one.
Before we get to the top five things.
There is a picture of me.
Where?
On the ELO Twitter.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
Like,
see, I don't know that
if you see this man, please report him immediately.
Because what they do is they take a photo of themselves.
A message from another time.
With the crowd.
Oh, how cool is
see
that?
See that?
Yeah.
You see that? See,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
how
yeah.
big a crowd that is.
Yeah, that's the United Center in that's Chicago. The, I recognize that,
that's
space.
The United Center. And then
when you zoom in, see what you have to do there? You have to zoom.
Yes.
I love it.
Right by the guy's thumb.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you kind of see me?
Yeah, I see
that's
you
me.
There. Holy cow, that's amazing.
That's a beer mouse.
So you had pretty good seats.
Yeah.
In the scheme
of
things.
We had 11th row.
I think it's great that that many people still care about ELO. Did they do ya?
Old people, but...
Yeah, well, but that's what you wanted a show.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to a show like this Lollapalooza that's going on this weekend.
Oh, was that happening?
There was
and a, is it Fair Week?
Here in town it is, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Doesn't that typically take place in August?
Yes, well, it's August.
It
As
is?
Of day after tomorrow is August, friend. Today, as we are sitting here in the Capriati Studios, July 30th.
Every year that... Like, since 1986, I tell myself, when August rolls around, I'm going to spend some time with Eric Clapton's August album, and I never do. And you know why? It's not very good. And I just don't know. I guess if I was just to do it, I could just be done with it. I spent some time.
What would have been August? Was that like Forever Man or?
It was the one after that. It would have been just after that. It would have been that.
And again,
it would have been the one that had.
I know we've had this conversation before.
It's in the way that you use it.
I've never had any use for Eric. I've never had any use for Eric Clapton.
Okay.
Well,
you're
none of
certainly
it.
Not going to have use for this album.
So,
but I tell myself I'm going to. I think it was produced by Phil Collins.
It's in the way that you use it. Isn't that? I thought that was from like the Color of Money
soundtrack.
It is,
but it gets included in this album.
So, like, we might as well throw in a hit as long as we're at it.
Mm-hmm.
There's none of it. There's none of it from Eric Clapton that I go, oh, yeah, love that tone. And this whole Clapton is God, all of it. It's ridiculous.
Well, you're going back quite a ways.
Well, as is he. I mean, that's his whole guy's business, is I've been a big damn deal forever.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're too good for Sheryl Crow? You can go pound sand, buddy.
They were a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess they were.
Yeah, that's she wrote an album about it, how he broke her heart. You're too good for Sheryl Crow? Stop yourself. Although he's probably had a couple of pretty sweet tomatoes.
I wonder if Eric Clapton and Lance Armstrong ever have drinks over it. Probably not.
Eyeballs.
Hey, Eric, can I...
That's what I'd have. I mean, like, I'd have Lance Armstrong over and be like, hey, you want to play Liar's Poker? Maybe drink some highballs?
Hey, Eric, any chance I can get you to buy some of these Live Strong bracelets?
I bought a lot of them.
That last purchase was a mistake.
So August came out in 1986, and it was indeed primarily produced by Phil Collins.
Yes.
I don't know how I stumbled upon this over the weekend. It's Phil Collins live in concert in the 80s doing In the Air Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen this gimmick where he's just singing like at the front of the stage and he's got on one of those, you know, like the microphones they have at the drive-through windows.
Headset.
Headset, that's the word. And he's just walking around and he's like, oh, I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord.
Hold on.
I was there and I saw what you did. Oh, Lord.
I don't think the line is, oh, Lord.
Isn't it, oh, Lord?
Hold on.
I thought it was, I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Hold on.
Oh, Lord. I thought it was, oh, Lord.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, imagine my
Maybe I'm wrong, but.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. You're saying, hold on?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. So anyway, he's singing at the front of the... he's sitting at the front of the stage just singing, and then he just kind of casually saunters to the drum kit.
Well, he's got to
right
get there,
that
doesn't
part.
He?
Right. But the way he times it out, it's pretty impressive. It's almost like an afterthought, like, oh, are these drums here? How did that happen?
I guess it is, Oh Lord.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight, Oh Lord. So I was finally right about
I've
an 80s.
I've been wrong the whole time. I like Hold On better.
Hold On.
Yeah.
I'm so rarely right about 80s lyrics. This is a big win for me.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I got to find the video where he's just kind of like, oh, I guess I better get back and play the drum solo that is like the greatest
drum
solo.
These drums aren't going to play themselves.
No. No, they're not. Let's get into the top five things.
Sure.
Number one.
A new Netflix documentary says that Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones...
Was murdered.
Jones died 50 years ago, found dead in a swimming pool at his house over there in England. Jones' manager claimed that the guitarist Jones was out of his mind when he died on July 3rd back in 69, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's new evidence that suggests maybe some guy was unhappy with him.
Was also out of their mind.
No, fed him hash that he knew was way too strong so that he would drown because he wanted money from him.
Hmm. Sounds like a 60s thing to do.
Right? Like, I was upset because he wanted, I want more money. And the best way to get money is to kill this guy. There was a dispute over money. And this guy, Thorogood, not that Thorogood, some dude named Thorogood over there, who worked on the Frank Thorogood, he was a builder.
Thorogood Marshall?
And they're saying that there was a cover-up, because the local cops made a bunch of mistakes, and they're saying that Brian
well,
Jones...
Well, yeah, because it's all, whatchamacallit over?
Brian Jones paid him a bunch of money to do work on the farm there, and he wanted more money. And he was like, I'm not giving you any more money. And he goes, here, eat this cake.
Eb killed him.
Yeah, essentially he was killed by a farm handyman. Eb killed Brian Jones. I don't know.
Not to say that frickin' frack weren't involved.
Two.
Were the names really frickin' frack?
Yes.
I gotta watch more Green Acres.
I tell you what.
Every time I watch Green Acres, you know what I say? How did this show ever get canceled? Funniest damn show.
I tell you what, that Ava Gabor. My God.
Yeah, don't kid yourself. And let her feed me goulash or whatever it is they're into. Man kills a snake that bit him by biting him back. That'll teach the snake. Let me ask you this, speaking of Gabor sisters. Uh-huh. Whatever happened to the snake?
Well, apparently this is what happened to the snake.
Indian man who was bitten by a snake on his revenge by biting it back and killing it. Raj Kumar was relaxing at home enjoying a drink on Sunday.
How does that help you if it's a poisonous snake? If it bites you, you're not saying it's a poisonous snake.
Well, it wouldn't help you if it was poisonous. If it was venomous, it wouldn't help you either.
Yeah.
Right. Poisonous means if you eat it, it's bad for you. Venomous means if it bites you, you die.
Either one.
No, it's not great. It's not the best. Raj Kumar on Sunday was at home enjoying a drink when a snake slithered into his house there in India.
Someone's name is really Raj Kumar?
I think you'll find in India there's quite a few fellows that's named Raj Kumar.
That's Tom Jones.
I was going to say, I just told you a story about an Englishman named Brian Jones. You had no problem with that. Wait a minute. Englishman in England called Jones?
Although I did have a problem with you thinking that everyone just eats goulash if they're from Hungary.
Name one other Hungarian treat. I think that's pretty deep.
I think bit of honey's Hungarian.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I said something.
Snake bit him, so in turn he bit it and chewed it into pieces, according to his father, Babu Ram. The man took the fan's family ended up having to take him to the hospital. He's listed in critical condition.
Still.
So,
you made things worse.
Yeah, the doctor, Dr. Singh, over there said, I've seen people coming in with snake bites, but never somebody who bit a snake and then brought it with him in a bag.
Who ingested so much venom.
Dr. Singh, by the way, in India. Does that seem weird to you?
Mm.
No? We're good?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. If you'd like to reach out to it, please use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscar's Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and Wells, $5 glasses of wine, Monday through Friday, 2 till 6. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscar's Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast, as it always is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. When you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
Something that's puzzled me in the 20-plus years I've been your friend and however long I've been your partner. Is it 15 years? 15 years this year that we're partners?
Okay.
Something that's puzzled me is you have a palate that's for excellent food like Capriati's. Mm-hmm. You also enjoy diarrhea-inducing splatter shows. You have a...
Boy, I proved that last night.
You have an affinity for horrible food.
Someone wanted
me to make sure that you knew about this. Long John Silver's and A&W says, love tacos? Try our new grilled tacos. A grilled taco.
Yes, I will.
From A&W?
Yes, I will.
Oh, that's right up your alley.
Now, that's a sign on Brady Street?
I'm guessing so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've done quite a number on the Burger King cat food tacos. It's probably time to move on.
You know, it's never occurred to me to go and have one. I almost pulled the trigger. No, I don't need to
Would
spend
like
that much.
Would you like me to bring some?
No, I don't need to spend that much time on the toilet, man.
You think it's still, is it good podcasting if we ate tacos while we're doing it?
No.
So I'd be happy to bring a bag of them.
No, I'd be happy if you just left it in your car. Thanks.
I probably would, too.
But no.
There's more. That's more for me that way.
And then your car smells like Burger King tacos. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a review here that the barbecue chicken cheesesteak at Capriati's is supposed to be the most
Absolutely.
Amazing thing ever.
Yep. That's one of the new ones at Capriati's.
And guys, everyone has been texting like crazy wanting to know where the Quick Star chicken is.
Yes.
They want you to know where various places it is. It's almost to the point where, remember there was that website where you knew where the McRib was?
Yes.
I'm getting 2-3 texts a day from various locations.
From other places?
I got one let's see. Here's one from the...
Because I haven't seen it at this one yet.
The local ones here? No. I think it's gotten as close as you said Eldridge, right?
No.
Where did you see it?
There's one on Kimberly.
The one on Kimberly has it.
Yes.
Here's one from the 563. It says, tell Darren in real Wisconsin, Quick Trip Chicken. It's called Quick Trip in Wisconsin. Quick Stars are called Quick Trip.
It's always something.
I know. The Quick Trip chicken is fantastic. It says, hashtag Monroe, Wisconsin. And then 563 ends the text by saying, and I'm somewhat of a gas station connoisseur.
Well, then you would know.
So this
you?
Is a this is a like mind on this issue of chicken from a gas station. But yeah, everybody that's reached out to let us know where the chicken is, appreciate it. We'll keep you posted. You know, speaking of food, number three of the top five things.
Give me number three.
Number three.
Three.
Number three. So they surveyed a bunch of people who deliver food for a living.
Haven't we known each other for longer than 20 years?
20-some years.
20-some.
Yeah.
20-plus.
Yeah. I mean, were we really friendly the first year or two? I mean, you were doing overnights when I was doing nights.
I would think we'd call ourselves friendly. I don't know if we're friends, but we were friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you weren't trying to punch me or anything.
No. Vice versa, I hope. Yeah, we've been friends for almost 25 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I hurt your feelings?
No, but I just like to be as accurate as possible. Not really. I don't care. I don't care how accurate I am.
Have you ever wondered if a delivery driver's taking a bite of your food while they're driving it to the house?
I don't get a bunch. No, because it's typically, the only thing I've really ever had delivered to the house is pizza. And if I should be able to figure that out.
The only thing we get delivered with any regularity to this house is Chinese food. And I will say, they staple those bags shut. Now,
see, but that's,
do they do that to prevent the driver helping
himself?
That's maybe
more of a cultural thing.
You think, right?
Yeah.
You think the staple is something that the Chinese came up with?
Could be.
They're very clever. They invented paper, for crying out loud. Why not staples? New study done by U.S. Food says that 28% of delivery drivers have taken food out of your order.
Not that I've noticed.
54% of delivery drivers say they are often tempted by the smell of the food.
That's different, isn't it?
Honestly.
I can see where 100% are tempted.
If a delivery driver were to admit, here you go, I was tempted to rip it open on the way over here because it smelled so good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would depend on my mood. I would either think, that's really cool. It smells, it's going to be fantastic. Or I would think, that's an odd thing to say on my doorstep. I don't know you, sir. Here you go. Here's some money. Please leave. Please try and forget where I live.
Sprinkler's on.
I know the sprinkler's on. I'm the one who turned it on. 17% of customers complained that their food was not warm or fresh when it was delivered.
Yeah.
16% complained that their food was delivered late. I mean, it's happened to everybody that your food shows up way too late. Yeah, but the fact that there's a better than 1 in 4 chance that they've helped themselves to some of your food.
What food goes coldest quickest?
Ooh, great question.
And what stays?
I mean, I feel like fries can go cold real quick.
Yeah, they sure can, can't
right?
they?
If you get fries with something and it's a delivery,
right.
they can show up and they're not great.
Whereas I suppose if you were to order a steak mm-hmm. and then they got it going to you, you're supposed to let it rest
anyway.
Let
that meat rest, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd probably be okay with a cut of steak, but yeah, you're right with the potatoes and such.
Yeah, potatoes, they don't travel well. Mm. They just are not the best vegetables for travel. Really all vegetables, though, right? I mean, like green beans wouldn't really work.
Yeah, they're not going to hold their heat very long,
no,
are they?
No, unless the vegetables are in some sort of lo mein and you've got noodles acting as some sort of conductor to continually
activate.
Yeah,
because if you were to go get some sort of stir fry of some sort,
yeah,
that could stay hot for quite some time.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's because that's also the genius of the packaging that the Chinese food industry has come up with. I mean, you're getting a little cooler.
Yeah.
And it's stacked right to the very top. So there's not a lot of dead space for the flavor or the heat to radiate away from.
Number four.
Speaking of flavor and potatoes, a woman in Pittsburgh's in trouble, accused of urinating on potatoes at a Walmart. She has turned herself in. This was a real manhunt there in Pittsburgh, trying to find this woman who walked into a Walmart and took a leak on some potatoes. I don't hold a grudge. West Mifflin, Pennsylvania.
I'm not saying there aren't days that I don't want to do that.
Go take a leak on some potatoes at a Walmart?
Something in here prevents me from doing it.
A witness that it was working there at the Walmart called the police right away.
Who am I kidding? I have that urge every day.
This woman entered the store, then urinated on a bin of potatoes, and then left soon after.
Think that.
The potatoes were at ground level. Walmart saying, the safety of our customers is a top priority for us. This type of obscene conduct is outrageous. Signed, Lionel Richie. And we immediately disposed of the affected potatoes and sanitized the area to ensure its cleanliness and safety for our customers.
What'd you say? They marked down the potatoes?
And the potato, when you pee on it, was saying, not in my eyes. Finally, number nice. Five.
Well, number five.
Number five on the top five things. This is a story I really think you'll enjoy, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
In New York City, a pot of soup is making news.
Okay.
It's a pot of soup that's been simmering for 45 years.
And there's something. Are they continuing to add liquid to it?
I would hope so.
Otherwise, it's going to be a little dry.
You're supposed to. I'm sorry, this isn't in New York City. I'm reading this from the New York Post. This is actually in Bangkok. And The Watana Panich in Bangkok cooks by a different set of rules. It says, for 45 years, the broth of the soup has never been thrown away after a day's cooking.
So
they do is they tend the beef noodle soup, and then the broth is preserved, and the same broth has been cooked over and over again for 45 years. The 45-year-old broth has a unique flavor and aroma thanks to this unconventional cooking method.
It's not unlike the fact that I've got that soda that has been refrigerated.
Yes, continuously.
Continuously?
Yes.
For 25 years now.
What they do is they keep the broth overnight, and then they use it to cook the next day's soup.
Yeah, it's like the mother.
It's a specialty dish that they make that includes stewed beef, raw sliced beef, meatballs, tripe, and other internal organs, and then some rice noodles. But the beefy broth base that they say is the most important part of the whole thing, they're calling it their perpetual stew. And you keep the pot of soup slowly simmering at all times.
Didn't you have a friend named Perpetual Stew?
Yeah, his team, he just took the Iowa team to the Little League World Series in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Good for him.
Yeah, they won. I think they went 3-2. They had a great time. They're not moving on to the next level. But yes, I do have a friend named Perpetual Stew. I get a text message out of nowhere from Bassinius.
Yeah?
He's in Chicago eating at some sort of Hungarian goulash place.
When's the last time you heard from him?
1995. And then out of nowhere, he's on Facebook.
So he doesn't work for Happy Joe's anymore.
I know. No, he's working in Chicago doing some sort of sports consulting, apparently.
Sports consulting?
He wanted me to know
what
last night.
What would he know about sports consulting?
We've got to get him on the show.
Absolutely.
I've got to introduce you to this guy.
So that we can,
and I can get caught up.
So that we can have him prepare a little bit of some stand-up. Yes. Right?
I think if he tells you the Happy Joe story, if you hear it from the horse's mouth.
Yes, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, Larry's not the only one who, you know, he doesn't have to be the only one on the show.
I'll see what I can do. That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Anytime you'd like to reach out to the podcast, doesn't matter if, it just doesn't matter.
That's the beautiful thing about the
use the old, Oscars text Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Friends, it's happy hour right now as we speak at Oscars Pub from 2 till 6 each and every day, Monday through Friday, $2.50 domestic bottles, $2.50 wells, $5 glasses of wine. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub, again, 5027 Competition Drive next to the TBK Sports Complex in Bettendorf. The podcast has originated, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And they've got some delicious new subs as well, including the one that Dave mentioned, the barbecued chicken cheese steak, premium grilled chicken with provolone cheese topped with coleslaw, barbecue sauce, and crispy cheddar onions. Get one today. As a matter of fact, if you're getting it today for lunch or dinner when you're there, mention you'd like to have a medium, but mention Nacho Radio, and they'll charge you for the price of a small one. Small ones.
We should mention that's a deal.
That is a deal.
Yes. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities, rep the spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye, have a great time.